Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth's with us in Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. And David's with us in Illinois. And, you know, I just wanted to mention that President Donald Trump has done a terrible job of managing the corona panic. He has said to the country, we're going to lock down. And then he said, we're going to unlock it. No, we're not. Yes, we are. And then, now, of course, I'm paraphrasing. And then he said, I'll tell you what, we'll just leave it up to y'all governors. And y'all figure it out. Because it's such a mess. I believe he did that because he doesn't want to be blamed for it. Because he locked the country down. And then Tesla, the factory in California, manufacturing electric cars, decides that they want to violate the shutdown by the California state of California, and they want to reopen, and they said they're going to reopen. And what does Donald Trump say? Great. Go ahead. Reopen. He's the guy that shut them down. So this is newspeak, doublespeak, and this is what we were trying to teach you months ago with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. It's very difficult to try to figure out what's going on in the United States of America, actually worldwide. So there are people who have decided that they want to get a haircut. And so what's happened? So in Michigan, there's a barbershop, and Michigan has shut down barbershops, but people want to get haircuts, so this barbershop opened up. In Owosso, Michigan, O-W-O-S-S-O, Michigan. So armed members of the Michigan Home Guard stood outside this barbershop ready to blockade the door if the police arrived. There are other protests throughout the country where people showed up and they decided they were going to be armed. And there's a video of one guy, an image and a video of one guy who had a rocket launcher. Now, I don't know if it's just a tube for a rocket launcher. I don't know if it was a demilitarized rocket launcher or whether it was a real rocket launcher. But this guy was walking around with one of those. And others with him were walking around with ARs, AR-15s, maybe even AR-10s. What's an AR-10? An AR-10 is like an AR-15. AR-15 is a 223 or 5.56 cartridge rifle. Semi-automatic, sometimes automatic, sometimes select fire. And an AR-10 is just like that, except it's in .308. It looks pretty similar. Just a little heavier. Actually, a lot heavier. So here we are in the United States of America, and we have people who are frosted. They can't figure out what's going on. Of course they can't figure out what's going on, because the government is changing its mind by the minute. People don't know what to do. Are they locked down or not? Who knows? And then the police are saying, well, what we remember is we were locked down, you know. So they start arresting people. So the police are out of control, the government's out of control, and the people are saying, what's up?
And
I understand that. Go ahead.
Sir, I was waiting.
David, one quick question before you ask your question. David, did I describe that correctly?
Oh yeah, that's where I was going to go with this. I was going to bring up the Michigan situation before you did, and the government's tripling, the governor's tripling down on this. She said this is going to be dealt with or not. So I think we could be on the verge of the next, you know, where's the bullet that shot that ruins America situation. Because there's people that are tense and they ain't playing. You got cops. Now here's my observation about, you have cops beating up and assaulting people if they don't have a mask on, even if they're away from other individuals. Now, wait a minute. If you're worried about getting the virus, you done physical contact with this individual. So, now, does that make any sense to you? I mean, really?
No, you know? and that's what I'm saying. The government is giving mixed messages. Y'all better wear masks. But why aren't the cops all wearing masks? Why aren't the governors all wearing masks? Why isn't the president wearing a mask? How come the vice president just started wearing a mask like 2 days ago? Why? Okay. Why is that? Why are we getting these messages that are mixed? Do as I say, not as I do. Why? So, When I was in management, which was a long time ago, I led by example. I wouldn't say, do what I say. I would lead by example. I would do it. And then the people who reported to me followed my lead. So I would lead by example. And I suggest, Mr. President, you consider doing the same thing. And I also suggest you stop listening to these corrupt international bankers that go to the synagogue of greed. Stop listening to them. Had you not listened to them, you would have shut down the airports, you would have shut down the flights coming from China, and you would have quarantined everyone coming from China. And we wouldn't be in this mess where you are authorizing trillions of dollars that we can't afford to be squandered to companies that you favor. People are broke, absolutely broke. They cannot afford their food. They cannot afford their rent. They cannot afford their mortgage payments. And cash flow that goes from one person, the first consumer, to the store, from the store to the landlord, from the landlord to the bank, back into recirculation, that is stopping. People have done spent that $1,200. They're looking for the next three that haven't been approved yet. There will be rioting in the streets as I see it. There'll be slashing, trashing, crashing, and burning in the United States as well as the rest of the world as a result of the mismanagement of this crisis. Now, I'm not saying Joe Biden is the choice. Boy, he'd be one of my last choices. I think we've got the best guy possible. But what it's showing, and I'd like both of your opinions on this, what this corona panic is showing is that we do not have qualified people in positions of representation in the United States. They don't have a clue. And what is being obviously shown is that they've been lying and cheating and not protecting us. They haven't protected us from crappy Chinese products. They haven't protected us from inflation. They haven't protected the food supply. They haven't protected the medical supply. They haven't protected us from a panic that we are now in. They haven't protected us from a medical crisis. They've unleashed radioactivity in the world. And what are they spraying in the skies? And why haven't those planes been shot down? Why? Why? Because the government is corrupt. At all levels. Top to bottom, left to right. Gwyneth, ladies first. Any comments?
Okay. I would say that you're absolutely right. They're showing themselves for who they really are. And they are the problem. They're not the solution. I mean, who funded this stupid virus in the first place? It was developed by the U.S. government, sold by Bill and Hillary and Obama to the Chinese. They did their own little amendments to it, and then they passed it back on to the rest of the world. That seems to be the chain of events here. And, you know, in the background is Mr. Kill Gates. He wants to, you know, have this virus going all over the place, and he wants to say that his Hegelian solution is to the problem that he created through funding this Wuhan lab. He was the main, it came out that he was the main funder of the Wuhan lab that was working on this virus, you know, is a vaccine that's going to be a Mark of the Beast Revelation chapter 13 nightmare. That is going to be the end of anybody's freedom and eternity for everybody who takes it. You know? Yet this tattoo, this vaccine tattoo that he's developed, is the devil's cattle mark. And you're a fool. You wouldn't take it. I'm not saying you, Vincent. I'm saying to the class. You're a fool if you take it. Because this will always track you. They will be, it will have something where it sends out a frequency where everybody knows who you are and where you are all the time. And you are talking about masks and the confusion over masks. Now, I'm not suggesting that anybody do this, but I'm just commentating. I can see this is going to happen. I'm just waiting for the criminal class to latch onto this whole mask thing and take advantage of it. And I pointed this out on my Facebook page about, you know, a week or two ago, that I'm actually really, really surprised that the various criminal organizations out there have not taken advantage of this mask thing for their own ends. And I'm not suggesting that anybody should go and do this. But what I'm saying is that I can see that this is going to be another domino effect. And I said back in March, I said that the real problem with this virus will not even be the virus itself. It is a genuine virus, and it's got some really, really nasty tricks up its sleeve. But it's the problem itself is not going to be the virus itself. It's going to be the domino cascading effect, and that is exactly what we're seeing now, okay? The police don't know what the dickens they're doing, okay? The governors of the states don't know what the dickens they're doing, you know, all the way up to the federal level. Do you know what they're doing in Canberra, in the Australian national capital? You know, you hear about Donald Trump building a wall. They're building a steel wall around our national capital. They are making themselves a walled city around our national capital. And nobody who has a, you know, if you don't have a good reason to be in Canberra, then you'll be arrested. So the politicians are going to make this their little armed fortress, their little, you know, forbidden city in this, you know, talking about the Chinese capital. I don't know, maybe that's where they got the idea from. Maybe it's actually the Chinese building this wall since they've come in and taken over our country anyway. But they're building a steel wall.
The Chinese are taking over Australia. They're buying businesses and real estate at discount prices because of the corona panic. David, when we come back, you're up next.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
David, I mentioned the corruption, the mismanagement at the highest levels and all levels of government, the mess that they've made of the coronavirus and caused the corona panic. Those are my words, the corona panic. Did you have any comments?
Yeah, I'm not as harsh on Trump as a lot of people are. One, in my opinion, he's not a doctor. He's a businessman. He's only able to do as much is what his advisors notify him as. And if there's a lack of information on that behalf, then he's the one to take the heat for it. And he does change his mind. I personally like that because he saved lives because he would not take action where other innocent people would die. And I know he gets slack for that. Hey, he didn't want to have that on his conscience. I admire him for that. Is he making messes? He causes a lot of problems for himself? Sure. But I've never heard anything out of a president as much as I have heard from him, good or bad. But he's constantly – he tried to stop plane flights coming in from China. He was called a racist. Then he tried to close the borders. He was called a racist. You can't do that. You got to let him in. Then what are you going to do? You let him in. You didn't stop him. No matter what he does, it's his fault. He seems to be the one at fault. So I, and honestly, he must enjoy it because it seems like he's getting younger where all the other presidents get a little older. But God forbid, I don't want neither one of him or the vice president to get sick. And then we got to deal with Pelosi. Look at her state. It's a mess. I don't want that to rest all over everywhere else. But now, as far as vaccines, they tested and used my body to test medicines before, which I didn't need it. But hey, that stuff's hell to go through, and I'm not taking nothing like that. You know, I'm not being a guinea pig like that again if I could do anything about it. They're going to have to handcuff me away and force me down. And honestly, if I have to go through the things they did a long time ago, I'll probably put a bullet to my own head. I'm sorry, but I'm just being honest.
No. David, I'm in total agreement with you. I would much rather have President Donald Trump. But the problem with President Trump is that he relies on advisors. And I believe his advisors, many of them, have their own agendas for feathering their own nests, enriching themselves. And unfortunately, he falls prey to some of that advice. And it causes this advice causes him to flip-flop. I believe he has meetings. I can't prove any of this, of course. But I believe he has a meeting at, let's say, 9 o'clock and with a banker. And the banker says, we're going to have to open up. And so he announces that we're going to open up. And then at 10 o'clock, he has a meeting with a doctor. And the doctor says it'd be crazy to open up. A lot of people will become infected and die. So then the announcement comes out that we're going to lock down. I
now,
believe
can
that
I give
kind
you
of thing is happening.
Yes, I agree. And now, and it's his advisor. And if he fires his advisors, it's his fault. He's firing them to cover something up if they're not doing their job properly. Now, when I have a different take on where he backed off on closing down states, he was going to close down states. But then all the governors said, hey, that's against your rights. You don't have the power to do that. That's ours. We want it. So he said, okay, fine. You have the problem. I don't have a, you know, if you look at the order of what he did, he was going to do that, and he got slack for it. And then he let the governors have it.
That's correct.
And then the governors gave him slack because he didn't close it down. So this is,
that's
if they
exactly
would work
right.
together instead of work away from each other, maybe we wouldn't be in this situation.
Right. So what we're learning is that some governors want to lock down. They want to protect people. Other governors want to increase the commerce. And it was as simple as this. And we said this on day one, right here on USA Prepares. There's a choice. Either lock down and save lives, or you open up and save the economy. But the economy is based on lives. So it's a really, really difficult situation. And frankly, I know he wanted to act more quickly than he did. However, he didn't act quick enough. Because people said to me, even on the air, you know, why if this virus was real, why haven't we closed down the airports? And I said, and I'm paraphrasing, I said, we can't even get the government to agree on a meeting within a week. Who's going to show up and when? That takes longer than 1 week. So shutting down the airports would take much longer. We'll be right back.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, says there's very little chance the Federal Reserve Board would ever consider negative interest rates. Powell saying they have a very good toolkit, and that's what they plan to use to navigate the current economic crisis. In early trading on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones average has been down about 200 points. The S&P 500 has fallen as well. Speaker Nancy Pelosi defending the massive new stimulus package. package that is being put forth by U.S. House Democrats. She says that it's not about politics.
It's a big ticket. It's a lot of money. American people are worth it.
Some severe storms expected above the plains and Midwest later today. The National Weather Service forecasting severe thunderstorms from West Texas to parts of Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, and the northwest corner of Missouri. This is USA Radio News.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
You've no doubt heard that airlines are in big trouble given the pandemic, but airplanes in general are too. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Boeing CEO David Calhoun says the coronavirus pandemic has left the airline industry in dire straits.
Apocalyptic does actually accurately describe the moment. I don't think it describes the recovery.
Calhoun, speaking there on NBC's Today Show, he also says that it could take 3 to 5 years before passengers are in the air at pre-pandemic levels.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Israel today, where he's to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and leader Benny Gantz. The three plan to discuss efforts by the both nations in response to COVID-19 and security issues related to Iran. Secretary Pompeo, the first senior Trump administration official to travel outside of the United States during the coronavirus pandemic. And forecasters are predicting the first tropical storm of the season could hit Florida and the Bahamas as early as this weekend. The National Hurricane Center saying what would become Tropical Storm Arthur has a 50% chance of forming in the next 5 days. The official start of the Atlantic hurricane season's not till the 1st of June. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to DC for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I just heard at the bottom of the hour news that the airline industry, they used the word apocalyptic. And what I heard was that it might be 3 to 5 years before passengers return to the pre-pandemic levels. My question is, why so soon? You know, if you think about it, the GDP... the GDP has been flying to meetings and vacations and meaningless travel. You can think, you need to get away and rub elbows with their friends. And if you think about it, the corona panic is a result of the wealthy. It's the wealthy initially spreading this virus across the globe. It's the wealthy flying from China to the United States and back and forth. You know, people who have sold out the United States with their companies. They've had the manufacturing operations in China rather than have those manufacturing jobs in the United States. So the wealthy Americans would fly to China to visit the production of this stuff that was made by China and sold in the United States, like Nike sneakers and all other kinds of sneakers, New Balance, Adidas, and the whole lot of them. I mean, it's just one example. All the electronics. So those who have U.S. Sales would visit their Chinese factory operations to see how it's going and travel back and forth. And many of them brought the virus with them. And then the greedy GDP, the wealthy, you know, you can be wealthy and generally dumb at the same time. You can. And the proof of it is there are people who are, well, like the family in St. Louis, Missouri. The guy, the father, has a daughter, and she flies back from abroad. She brings the virus home. They're under quarantine, the whole family. The other daughter has a father-daughter dance, and the father and daughter go to the dance at the school. They infect the school. They infect 1,000 people because of their own greed. Because they, you know, they had to go. They were under self-quarantine. They knew how risky it was. And the thing about the masks, if someone is infected and does not wear a mask, it's irresponsible and reckless, in my opinion. And there's a case of a woman who worked at a transportation authority, a municipality, and one of the customers spit on her, coughed on her. She died. Now, what would you do if you knew who that guy was? And that was your mother, who was taken out by some careless, reckless, thoughtless parasite. What would you do if you owned a store and you had customers that came in and started coughing on their hands and touching the freezer handles, the freezer equipment, food, okay, and surfaces that are common for people to touch? What would you do? This is where we are in the United States of America. We have the GDP that is reckless. Now, whether they think it's funny, or they think it's a joke, or they're trying to kill people, or they're just illiterate, I don't know. But it's unacceptable. It is absolutely unacceptable. So what would you do if it was your spouse, your child, or your mother that was working in one of those booths for a transportation company and, you know, a transportation authority like a municipality, like in New York City, and they didn't have protection where to keep people from spitting and coughing and sneezing on you? What would you do? Would you go to work? I certainly wouldn't. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, this is, like I said, this is more cascading effects. Regarding the airliners, okay, there's an issue that I haven't heard anyone bring up, and I would like to bring it up. What happens if you leave a piece of machinery sitting in the paddock? It begins to degrade. It begins to rust out. Mechanical parts start to fail on it just from it sitting there. And you've got thousands and thousands of jet airliners sitting on airport runways because in the open weather, because they don't have the hangars to put them in. You will not just be able to get those aircraft, thousands and thousands of them. There's photos of this on the internet, by the way, drone footage. Films of them, thousands and thousands of jet airliners, international airplanes, sitting on runways at airports because they don't know where to put them. They're sitting out there in the weather, and they are going to mechanically degrade. They will not just be able to take these thousands of airliners and just put them back in the air. That's not how it works. Because if they do, they're going to start falling out of the sky.
Let's make it really simple, Gwyneth. Absolutely. Let's make it really simple. Now, we talked on USA Prepares about this in the last couple of days. And I mentioned that there are stores that have been shut down. And they sell leather products like belts and shoes and pocketbooks. And they have turned moldy. They look like Petri dishes. They have grown hair on the shoes, the belts, and, you know, the leather purses and pocketbooks. Leather products. Not all of them. Some of them. And also pleather, plastic leather. So for some reason, they have become Petri dishes. And the same thing, I believe, is true for vehicles. And I know for a fact that if you leave a vehicle in a humid area, it will grow mold on the inside of that vehicle. It will. So same thing could happen to airplanes. The same thing, well, why don't they? Well, because you use them. You turn on the air conditioning, you turn on the heat, you turn on the ventilation system, you use them. There's airflow. Well, if you don't use them, it's a great place for mold, kind of like a basement. Kind of like a basement. And that's why people have dehumidifiers in their basements, so that the contents in the basement and the walls and the floor and the ceilings don't grow mold. Gwyneth, you are absolutely right. But it's not just airplanes. It's everything. It's the buildings. It's the offices. It's the stores. It's the vehicles. It's the buses. It's the subways. It's everything. If we don't use it, it grows mold. And the factories that have been shut down. Do you want your products made in a factory that's been shut down, that's growing mold? Or do you want it disinfected? And the question really is, and I don't know the answer to this one, when they spray these disinfectants, what are these disinfectants? Is it chlorine? What is it? Is it iodine? What is it? I don't know. But do I want the spaghetti factory to be disinfected and have boxes of spaghetti sprayed with disinfectant? Or Sam's Club? Or Walmart when they disinfect those stores? Or the trucks? And the trucks that have, you know, undelivered packages. Do I want my packages sprayed inside those trucks? No. But what is a disinfectant? No one says. And if you look at maybe I'm just not reading the right things. Maybe all the articles that I've read about disinfection don't say what the disinfectant is. Maybe they do say it, and I can't find it. But what is it? If you know, please tell me, class, because I can't find it. I read a lot. I read a lot. I still can't find it. Any comments, David?
I don't know what that is, and I get concerned about that as well. I don't have a problem with airplanes. I don't go on them. You know, if they're losing money, they got billions. I don't really care.
And if they go under, it doesn't really affect me except for air freight, and there's still ground transportation. But what really frosts me, is these careless, reckless, greedy people who fly around because they're on vacation. You know, they just need to fly someplace else. Why? Why do they have to drill holes in our collective skies? Because they've got enough money to be stupid. Why should we allow that? I think the corona panic is showing us that people are doing really stupid things. And
now, there's one other thing I think this is showing us as well. And I don't mean to go back a little bit, but everybody wants to, I'm sorry to bring this up, but everybody wants to kind of blame Trump either way for this, no matter what he does. I think this also goes to show you that the man in the White House ain't the one that's got all the power.
That's true. Well, John F. Kennedy said that. When he was elected president back in the 60s, he said, wow, you know, I'm paraphrasing, people think that the president has a lot of power. That's vastly overrated. Right. Because, and actually, we don't really want a dictator, do we? But we don't want stupid people throttling back good decisions. And that's the problem with committees. A committee is a group of people that assembles to avoid blame. for bad decisions. At least that's one of my definitions of it. David, I've got a question for you. I know you listen to a lot of talk radio, and I do not. Are you still hearing talk radio programs saying that this is still a hoax?
Yes, it's all. It's hard. I listen to so many things at one time because my mind gets bored and I don't sleep much. But it's hard to hear them, and I get. It's more of an entertaining situation now, entertainment. Because I'm just surprised. I'm surprised because I'm seeing these things in the videos, and people are going there. And okay, in my area, your area, our hospitals may not be full. Maybe it hasn't came this way yet. Whatever. Some of the other areas, which we said a long time ago, they were going to get hit, New York, them bigger areas. Now, granted, if those hospitals are full, why don't they ship some of them patients to the other places that have the equipment in the lab areas in the medical facility to move them so they wouldn't be under so much strain? You know, that's something I think they could have done and they still could do. But as far as saying this is all a hoax because it's not – Is outbroken in your local area, your local farm community, or your area yet? You ought to be lucky. Listen to some of these kids that are getting this now, and they're lucky to get out of the intensive care. Kids,
David,
listen to what they got to say.
David, is USA Prepares one of the few who is still maintaining that this is serious and it's real and it's not a hoax?
Yeah. There's not many. There is not many. And it is amazing to me how one from one minute, one show to the next day they may be on, that it just flip-flops back and forth. So that tells me it's according to whatever the discussion, whoever's on that show at that particular time, you know. So some of that stuff changes as well.
It sounds like what I was saying about President Trump. He gets advice and he changes his mind. It sounds like you're saying that same broadcasters, if you're saying the same broadcasters, they are for it or against it. It's either a hoax or it's not, depending on the guest. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. But see, Trump. But see, those are their shows. Trump's just the president with people telling him what to do.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back. Gwyneth, your comments when we come back.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of immune booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. Life, from germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Chris, I'm literally furious that this bottle of Schiff glucosamine plus MSM is in my hand, 150 coated tablets. It says on the label, 1,500 milligrams glucosamine plus MSM, 1,500 milligrams. Then in small letters it says per three tablets. So it says 150 coated tablets in the bottle. And then it says on the back, small letters, serving size, three tablets. Servings per container, 50. That makes sense. Three tablets per serving. Then it says amount per serving. Glucosamine, 1,500 milligrams. MSM, 1,500 milligrams. But that's for three tablets. You can't believe anything. Nothing. Not even a formerly trusted brand named Schiff, because they're misleading, just like everybody else. Gwyneth, you mentioned that you've got 20 acres, and was this regarding my broadcast where I said that I feel that a minimum to be somewhat self-sufficient is 40 acres? Did you have a comment about that?
Yes. Yeah. I would like to say that there are ways that you can use your land to multiply the amount of acres that you have. And the type of farming that I do is permaculture. And you mentioned that you would need 20 acres of woodlot. And I would agree. I've got around about probably, oh, I don't know, about 18 acres of this farm is forest, okay? Probably about 17 or 18 acres of this land is forest, and it's eucalyptus forest, and that's my woodlot, and that's the canopy, and the understory, there's grass growing there, there's various herbs growing there. I plant smaller trees like fruit trees and nut trees and all that sort of thing there. But the canopy is my woodlot. It grows above my head. And if you can arrange your land in that way, and it's a, because it's a eucalyptus forest, it's a fairly open canopy, so the sunlight still gets into the grass. It still makes the grass grow. And, you know, it's something where if you think intelligently about how you can use your land, then you can get more production out of it. And you could possibly have more than enough for what you would need to supply what you need, you know. And another example being, I have a horse and I'm looking to provide enough food for my horse by planting particular plants to mulch up with a wood chipper or a mulcher. This is like a household type mulcher so that I can feed my horse over the summer on this herbage. And, you know, I could grow possibly enough herbage to feed the horse, whereas if I was growing grass, I wouldn't get the biomass that I needed to feed her. Now, if you can think about this sort of thing, think flexibly. And the other thing is there's a tree that grows around here called tree lucerne, okay? It's a tree, but it's a species of alfalfa, lucerne, but it grows as a tree instead of as a herb on the ground. So I could have the herb growing underneath and then here and there around the farm, I could have these lucerne trees growing. So that's another layer, and you layer upon layer upon layer, and you can actually get a huge amount of production, even out of a semi-arid or an arid system, by planting plants that don't require much irrigation, especially if you're in a semi-arid system, okay? You've really got to watch your water. You've got to be concerned about your water all the time. You know, there are ways of doing it, and by doing that, by maintaining the forest canopy, and because they're eucalyptuses, they drop their branches in a high wind, and that's really easy for us to solve. We don't go into the forest in a high wind if we can help it, okay? But those branches that they drop, that's our firewood, so we don't have to ever cut the trees. The trees provide their own wood, you know. The branches, they get old and they dry off and they drop, and then a new layer of branches grows on the same tree. And some of these trees that are in this forest are hundreds and hundreds of years old. And so, you know, if you think intelligently and look at your own system and your own landscape, you can maybe figure out ways to do this sort of thing in your own landscape. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does make sense, and farms in Europe are typically 10 and 20 acres, and they make them work. So the idea is optimization. I'd rather have 40 acres because I'd rather have enough trees to have the branches fall for firewood. I don't want to cut trees down because that's like killing the goose that laid the golden egg. David, thank you so much for being with us. Gwyneth Isaacs, thank you for being
with
us.
Thank you.
See you all next week. See you next week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.